Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Foreigner bringing us back. Pretty good rock and roll song there. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out. Use those to your advantage. We built them just for you. Bev Flaxington is our guest. Beverly D. Flaxington is the name on the books. Self-talk for a calmer you, and also make your shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Beverly. Thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Sure. It's simply my company name, The Collaborative, THE-collaborative.com.
All right. So check that out, folks, and find the books there and all the things she does, including herself, her hypnosis work that she does, and psycho hypnotherapy, that's what you call
hypnotherapy,
it.
Hypnotherapy, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, in the previous segment, I was talking about using self-analysis. I was taught self-analysis years ago, and probably if I hadn't learned that, I might be in jail right now. I probably wouldn't have any relationships or anything. I was a pretty, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far kind of guy. And so self-analysis allowed me to have an interaction, a sales call or something like that, and then afterwards go back and say, okay, how'd that work? I can see how that worked good. That part didn't work so good. And I can remember leaving a call, and on this particular call I'd say, boy, I wish my manager had been there. I nailed that one. Or I'd come leave another one, and I'd say, wow, I'm glad I was alone. I wouldn't want anybody to know how badly I did that one. That has been a very helpful thing for me. What do you think about that?
You know, this is really a topic that I have been mulling over for a while, Jim, and so I'm so glad that you brought it up, because I think that, you know, my observation, we do a lot of coaching in our business, and it seems so common that somebody will bring us in to coach, and in reality, it's the person in charge that sometimes could use a little bit of support, a little bit of self-reflection, a little bit of that self-analysis. And I would love to see more leaders, more bosses, more people in senior positions, business owners, really taking a step back and not to criticize yourself, but
right,
to do a healthy self-evaluation.
I just want to get better. So
exactly.
Are you saying that what you're seeing is, let's just say a CEO points out that an employee can't get their act together, and you're saying, CEO, heal thyself?
Exactly. Or saying, you know, sometimes, let's say somebody is, so I run a business, and I have somebody who's not performing well in the role. So I could absolutely say, well, that person was a bad hire, or that person is not competent, or that
right,
person is not capable. But what if I said, have I really fully defined what I expect in this role?
Mm-hmm.
Am I communicating with this person? Am I giving feedback to this person? And maybe,
Have I established a level of trust with this person?
Exactly.
Have I demonstrated that regardless of their performance, have I shown them respect?
Yes.
Those kinds of things.
And do they feel comfortable to come to me,
mm-hmm,
and ask me for support? And I find a lot of times, Jim, when you start to ask those questions, not always, some leaders have that aha experience, but many will basically say, you know, somewhat of, don't bother me with those details, just go fix the person.
Right. Well, one of the things that I really believe is the most powerful and maybe one of the most important elements of leadership and of management is the practice of redemption. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
It's easy to fire someone and you get away because they fail, they've fallen short. You know, you're justified, just get rid of them. But it's harder work to redeem people, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think about that, you know, as a parent, right, there's the two pieces to it that you have to kind of keep working at it. But then there's also that humility of saying, I might have done something wrong. You know, maybe I didn't communicate effectively. Maybe I didn't give you the structure that you needed. So, you know, help me with feedback. We do a session, Jim, we call it Uncovering Obstacles. And I love it. It's one of the most powerful things you can do. And so many leaders are very resistant to it. They'll say, well, we don't want our employees sitting around talking about what's wrong.
Hmm. Well, you know, that's a sure way of making sure that, whatever's wrong sustains itself.
Well, that's the thing. I say, do you think it's really going to go away?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to bring it to the surface and deal with it, right?
That's the reason why some people don't like suggestion boxes, because they think they're going to turn into, you know, complaint sessions, you know, instead of something constructive. But there's a way of getting those out, right, without it turning the wrong way. And the management has to be honest about these things. It has to let people know that they really do want to get better. They want the company to get better.
So we have a way we talk about obstacles, and let me know what you think about this, especially, you know, because you are a very introspective person. You look at a lot of these things, but we talk about it as three categories: those you can control, those you can influence, and those out of your control.
Hmm.
And all we're trying to do is help the employees get oriented to what can I control and influence, and not spending as much time focused on those things that are just simply out of our control.
Sounds like a poem that we all know, right?
Exactly.
Desiderata. Hold on to that thought. Can we talk about those three in the next segment? I think that's a really good direction to go in. Is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
I want your website again, please.
It's the THE-hyphen collaborative, collaborative.com.
Beverly Flaxenton and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.